Hey everybody, I thought I'd do this passage in John by fire, sort of fitting. So this is from John chapter 21, starting in 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who also had leaned against him during the supper and said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things, and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. So, in this wonderful last scene of the Gospel of John, we have the Great Commission. At the end of Matthew, we have the Great Commission of the church, and that's Matthew's version. I believe this is John's version. He's commissioning Peter and he's commissioning the other apostles for their mission of making disciples, of being fishers of men. But specifically, he's dealing with Peter. And notice that in the last verse, it said we had a charcoal fire. That charcoal fire, I believe, is meant to remind us of Peter's denial of Jesus by a charcoal fire earlier on in the gospel. Jesus is, in a sense, reminding him of it, but also forgiving him for it. And this is in part why I think Jesus asks him three times, "Do you love me?" Jesus is making it clear that he's forgiven him, and now he's commissioning him. And that's often how God works. When he calls, he commissions. He gives us mission to go on. He's always interested in the next steps of the mission. The first time he asks him, "Do you love me?" he says, "Do you love me more than these?" And I think what's going on here is, if you'll remember, Peter asserted, "Jesus, even if all of these guys betray you, I will never betray you. I will die with you." And of course, Jesus betrayed him. So I think Jesus is also reminding him, "Hey, Peter, you know, you used to really assert that you were better than these guys. What do you think now?" And Jesus is loving him. And Peter's response, of course, is to say, "Lord, you know I love you." He doesn't even rely on his own self-confidence. He doesn't rely on his own self-assessment anymore. He simply says, "I love you, Lord, and you know whether I do. It's up to you. You know my heart." So he's entrusting himself to Jesus' own knowledge of him. And I think this is an important turning point. In other words, Peter no longer compares himself to the other disciples. It's no longer about his image of himself in competition with others. It is simply about his desire to follow the Lord. I also like to point out that in the first instance there, when he says, "Do you love me?" and Peter says, "You know that I love you," he says, "Then feed my lambs." Notice that he says lambs first and then sheep later. I think this is just giving an emphasis that Jesus really has a regard for the least of these, the little people. The nothings of the earth that Jesus has called and wants to make them something. And all through here, this is Jesus' repeated refrain. He connects Peter's love of Jesus to Peter's giving himself to care for Jesus' lambs. Jesus is in effect saying, "I'm going to bring people in, and I want you to take care of them, Peter. If you love me, you will give yourself to taking care of them. And I think this also reflects an important question for leaders. The important question for leaders is not a comparison with other people. And of course, the Bible and other places has qualifications for leadership. But one of the most important questions is not, do I compare myself to others and find myself better? Do I trust in my own self-confidence? But do I love Jesus? And have I come to the place that his assessment of me is what controls and guides me? I think that's a crucially important question. And then finally, notice he says this three times. Of course, this is three ways of saying, Peter, I've forgiven you. Do you love me? Then feed my sheep. But it's also, again, Jesus is hammering the point home repeatedly. Love for him should be expressed in care for his people. If you love Jesus, you will be a part of making disciples. You will be a part of seeing that the least of these, his brethren, are nourished in the faith and equipped in the faith. So then lastly, this wonderful interchange, keep in mind at this point, at the point of the writing of the Gospel of John, Peter's probably long dead. And in part, I think he may be dealing with a rumor that's gone around that said, John's never going to die. But he's also hammering home this question again. Peter looks after he finds out that he's going to be crucified, and he says, well, what about John? And Jesus says, what does it matter? I've called you. You follow me. I've got a path for him. He'll follow me, but you need to follow me where I call you to. And I think there's also something interesting in the fact that he calls him Simon, son of son of John. We don't know who John's dad was. There's nowhere in the Gospels that says specifically. We know his brother was Andrew. But it may be a reference back to John the Baptist, that Peter was a disciple of John, and John went to a martyr's death, and that Peter himself was also going to go to a martyr's death. But at any rate, I think this last charge of Jesus is a reiteration of, don't compare yourselves among yourselves. You follow me and you feed my sheep, and don't be surprised when suffering comes. I've overcome it, and so will you. And then, of course, he ends by saying, listen, I've only touched the tip of the iceberg. I've only put a little bit of what Jesus did. But I've done it all that you might believe. And may we believe, and may we follow, and may we love his sheep and not be surprised when suffering comes. Amen.